the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries is now accepting applications for two annual programs which recognize and celebrate family farms that have impacted Alabama history and agriculture. AlphaFarmers.org reports Century and Heritage Farm and Bicentennial Farm program applications are due August 27th. Historical evidence from the application, such as photos, deeds, or records, will be preserved at the state archives. You can access applications at agi.alabama.gov under the Forms tab. USDA continues its rollout of aid to segments of the ag industry impacted by the pandemic. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack tells AgWeb.com it's about bringing additional aid to ag producers and businesses as part of the USDA's Pandemic Assistance for Producers Initiative. Vilsack says this new round of funds will focus on a number of gaps and disparities in previous rounds of aid, including relief for dairy farmers, specialty crop growers, biofuel, and livestock producers. The USDA will begin work on three proposed rules to support enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act. That's the 100-year-old law originally designed to protect poultry and hog farmers and cattle ranchers from unfair, deceptive, and anti-competitive practices. The first proposal is a rule that provides greater clarity to strengthen enforcement. Second, a poultry grower tournament system rule. And third, a rule that clarifies you don't need to demonstrate harm to competition in order to bring action. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.